We do know that Police Chief O'Hara, he updated the number of victims to 20. Those include the 8 and 10-year-old who were killed. The injuries range from graze wounds all the way to very serious life-threatening injuries. Some more people have been released from the hospital today, but there are still some that they're asking for intense prayers. Anna, when you were listening to that with me, we know that search warrants were issued. They searched the church and 3 different residents. What stood out to you?
Well, with respect to the residents, they don't even know which home the shooter was staying at immediately prior to the attack. I think there are going to be a lot of questions about whether he was staying with a parent. Do we know if the parent was aware of those weapons, if they were living in the residence together? So to me, this opens a very serious line of questioning there. The other thing that jumped out to me is just how many rounds from the rifle. We learned 116 rifle rounds were recovered from the scene. 3 shotgun shells were recovered, and 1 live round from the handgun that Chief O'Hara just said they believe malfunctioned and got stuck in the chamber. The shooter was attempting to use that handgun as well. So all of that is new information. We also got a little bit of an update, which CBS News, my sources had already told me about that timeline, but 8:27 a.m., the 911 call, first 911 call came in. And in 4 minutes, that first police officer was running inside the church.